Wow. I've got to use that skill again. You know. Come on, guys. You'll destroy the place, you know. Calm down.
Take your happy pill. The guys are starting to run off that were firing at you.
Oh, okay then. Save the whale!
What's a whale?
It's a whale, yeah.
Mm. What is a whale?
Can we not stop?
Can I take a few more pop shots of them?
I think, equipment guy! Yes, the mixer's broken!
Quick, fix it!
You should fix it!
The mixer is broken. 3 stories high. It's gyrating madly.
Come here!
Quick, fix it! I'm going to spare
you. I grab hold of your
feet. I got
your
3 threes and a tie rope to you.
Tie rope to the side of the thing and push you over the side, James, to stop it from falling over. My plastic cord.
You're fairly convinced at this point nothing is going to stop it going.
But on the other hand, you're now dangling down in the mega mixer.
Electric wires are beginning to be torn out of the wall.
No!
Find the off switch.
Find the off switch. It's over there.
Some of the pipes have burst open.
Which one?
Spraying their contents all over the place.
I'll try and catch it.
I'll go try to find the off switch.
There's big button marked do not press this. There's levers marked danger. There's authorised personnel only.
Press the one that says do not press this. How worse can it get?
Equipment guy.
He's dangling down inside the mixer. On the end of a bungee cord.
Equipment guy, you're getting too messy.
Impossible to stay stood up on your feet now.
I'll lie on the floor and start licking your waist. Because I don't want to waste computer's resources.
You seem very stressed here. Have
ceiling, you say. With the gumboots.
Well, thank you.
Yes. I shouldn't have said anything, should I?
No. Computer, the mega mixer is broken.
The thing is, the gumboots are very, very good at sticking to things. The ceiling tiles aren't. And it's a very high room here. I don't think you're going to survive that fall.
Quick! Floating! Thumbs up, Fred! Record this!
I am! Looking at a good 40 metres plus.
Oh, it's gonna hurt!
At least his blood's red.
Yes, it's kind of nice contrast there, isn't it? Between the blood and the lovely cold fun that I make. I do have to film the officer.
Can you switch off the machine? I think it might be one of these buttons. I don't know which.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. That one. I picked the one that says do not touch.
Yes, I'm not touching it. I'm not going to get the
The mega mixer is rumbling much louder now, and high-pitched squealing sounds are starting to come from overhead. The thrush of the beaters inside the bowl intensifies, and pieces of machinery start raining down upon you. Smoke starts billowing from the doorway at the top of the mixing bowl, and a brilliant light of electric short circuits flash from the lower doorway.
I'm just hoping I've got my sunglasses on.
Why are you wearing sunglasses, citizen?
Because it's bright in here.
Is my new club back?
No, not yet. Not in a while.
Okay.
Can we turn the machine off so it doesn't create any more problems for itself?
There's two short circuits arcing all over the place.
Excellent. We shot him for being a member of the First Church of Christ computer program.
You have evidence of this?
He kept talking about God and sin.
What are God and sin?
I don't know, but that's what you keep saying.
Am I there yet?
No. Weren't you there on the briefing in the secret society? And how much combat them was going wherever they appear?
I was.
Anyone still on the mega mixer and not attempting to run away from the obvious advance?
We're leaving.
And explode piece of machinery. Needs to roll some dice.
You're dangling inside the machine.
Oh.
That's not good.
Rolling low's good, yeah?
The plastic cord is stretched beyond its carrying capacity and snaps, dropping you into the wildly gyrating bowl of cold fan. The beaters.
So it's now a bit like.
Do their job of thoroughly incorporating you and mixing you into the cold.
So it's kind of like.
Troubleshooter flavour.
Like rice pudding with jam in. Three spots of jam. All mixed in. Come on, yes. Happy officer, let's go.
Yes, let's go.
I film as heroically running away.
Heroically. Yeah. The noises coming from the mega mix that increases suddenly, and the gigantic machine begins to shake wildly back and forth. As you reach the door, large chunks come crashing off the mixer. As you go through the door, a dull rumbling boom shakes out the complex as the mega mixer goes ballistic.
I think
all chunks
the equipment
of debris whistle
yes,
past
can.
You. In the passageway, followed by a rush of hot, acrid-smelling air. As you look back, you see the granddaddy of sparks, the huge electric blue arcing off the top of the remaining framework of the mixer into the ceiling.
Challenge that.
Whoops.
When we go and wait for the clones to arrive, and then when his arrives, we shoot it.
We send a request form first.
You can't do that.
Okay.
It wasn't that clone that did.
Okay, we send it. Okay, we got a clone. Probably died once anyway. Well, we'll kill him now. Can we say it was a really heinous act? And therefore we deserve to die again.
There are a couple of guys running down the corridor behind you.
And what color are they?
They're just in the black of the reds.
Are there any that we recognise?
Oi, you! Stop, in the name of the computer.
They don't.
So useful, those times.
I fear this may never see it, and make it to the website.
They don't stop, so we shoot them, I think. Guys, chill! Take a happy pill. Oh,
yes,
fuck, let's shoot them.
I'm not even here yet. I'm still in.
Your stuff.
I'm still waiting to be decanted.
Me too.
As you run along the corridor, you see the signs for the Toasted Tunnel.
I wanted to go next.
It's good. I'm part of the tour.
Yeah.
The clones are deposited at the entrance.
Did you see some ultraviolet guys run past here?
No.
Not ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet. Infrared. I can't.
Quite remember. Possibly. I don't notice them anymore. Really.
They're our targets, don't you remember?
Kind of insignificant.
No, Baba.
They refuse to stop in the name of the computer.
Mm.
Oh, that's true.
Let's shoot them.
Yes.
I think they went that way. Into the Toaster Tunnel.
Okay. That does sound a bit overzealous.
Hmm?
It does sound a bit overzealous, though.
It's our job. Punishing people who try to commit treason.
As you round the curving corridor that's supposed to lead to the Toaster Tunnel, you come upon the bodies of six dead clones. There are varying security levels, but they all have identical faces. They're armed with laser pistols. From the position of the bodies, they have apparently lasered each other. We don't have time to stop to investigate, because commotion seems to be occurring somewhere ahead of you.
Ooh.
You begin to catch a new, faint smell in the air.
Smell of toast.
The sound of running feet can be heard. Suddenly the footsteps sound louder and nearer. Several infrared workers come running around the corner, yelling wildly and carrying a large bucket of some floppy yellow stuff.
Stop!
The yellow stuff is streaming out of the buckets and the infrared is trying to capture it and stuff some of it in their mouth.
There is yellow.
Stop! In the name of the computer! Or we'll open fire!
They stop.
Put that down.
It's not of your clearance.
Drop it. Like it was on fire.
What are you doing?
Make a full confession so we can record it and send it to the computer.
We picked this stuff up in the tunnel. Put it in our bucket and we left.
It really tastes of some.
No,
it's not of your clearance level. You have now committed treason.
It's yellow colour.
You've been judged by the troubleshooters to be in violation of the computer's directive.
So if you'd all like to stand close together with your heads in a line in order to save the power pack in my gun, because it's valuable computer property. Bang!
You kill a number of infrared drones. Well then. Proceeding up the corridor, the trail of yellow stuff leads in the direction of the Tokus tunnel. As you hurry along the corridor, lasers handy, you notice the yellow stuff has a distinctive smell and crunches underfoot. The noise ahead, however, is getting louder and louder. It's almost like automatic weapon fire.
Okay. I'm avoiding treading in it.
Yes, me
deliberately. It's yellow. It's the appearance.
Getting quite difficult. The tunnel's getting fuller and fuller of it.
I have an idea.
How near are the bodies that we just killed?
Let's use them as a kind of snowplow.
A bridge.
That works too.
There are various different colours.
Well, we can build a bridge of red and black bodies.
And infrared. Ultraviolet. Whatever. Infrared.
Yeah, infrared.
Infrared bodies.
Black.
Yes. Yeah. Black.
Walk on them.
You can build a bridge of bodies.
Am I there yet?
Yeah.
Ah, sorry.
Yes, you build your bridge over the crunchy yellow stuff making the popping noises.
Citizen?
The noise going down the corridor is getting extremely loud.
Why did you terminate my prior phone without.
Can I hear it?
Proof.
I have nearly been deafened by
your mentions of sin.
Really,
I have it recorded.
Really,
what does it sound
that
like?
That is merely me being slightly overzealous.
I think you'll find that any if you weren't guilty, I wouldn't have shot you.
I believe,
but it would have to be a huge number of automatic weapons. You think there's thousands of thousands every second.
That sounds like a battlefield or something else, perhaps.
Loyalty officer.
Team leader? Oh no.
She's dead.
To your surprise,
you first, equipment guy! I'll film you boldly going into the room!
To your surprise, the yellow stuff is beginning to fly through the air towards you as you near the last corner before your destination.
Oh, God!
We pick up an ultra body means as a shield.
Infrared.
Oh, they know what I mean.
Infrared body.
As you get round the corner, sure enough, here it is, a long narrow room with a large cylindrical machine running along the centre. The noise, which sounded like weapon fire, is coming from the toaster tunnel itself, as that funny yellow stuff comes spewing forth. The smell of the yellow stuff is overpowering. A few scrub bots are plying through the yellow mess with bits of it stuck to them. Don't seem to be doing a terribly good job of cleaning it out.
Oh dear. So your chaps make a better effort than that. How are we going to get to the other side?
I should let the prod bots approach you. What's the meaning of this? They say to the team leader who's not here.
We're pursuing the autobots clearance. People have come in and committed crimes and treason against the computer. They took this yellow stuff and were tasting it, and also some of them who destroyed part of the mixing machine.
According to the information provided to me by the computer, you should have been here earlier.
We were unfortunately dealing with the acts of the infrared citizens.
There was an itinerary of places you were to check for treason,
yes,
and you were due to be here.
Yes, we delayed.
If you had been here, this would not have happened. Therefore, it is your fault. You must tidy this up.
I convinced them to seek another target. Using my convince them to seek another target skill. I convinced them to talk to him.
Identify this substance and clean it up. All of you.
Hygiene officer, I believe this is your area of expertise.
Then I have a personal hygiene kit for everybody.
It passes you a large number of red plastic scoops.
Passes that around?
And black black polymer bags.
Everybody get to work.
I did the montage of you doing it, and then I started doing it.
Everybody needs a montage. This is really translated well into sound.
Is everyone happy?
Whilst working.
I have I'm enjoying my physical exertion.
I look very good.
I think the equipment guy is a bit asleep, though. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Helps up. There's not tons. There's not very much weight, but there's a hell of a lot of volume of this strange substance. You're having fun, excellent. How thoroughly are you cleaning?
Very thoroughly.
Yes,
you're cleaning it all up.
Yes. My job.
Even into the toaster tunnel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to go into the toaster tunnel. Is it warm in the toaster tunnel?
I've made toasty warm.
I put on my heat resistant mittens.
I prefer not to go in the toaster tunnel, but
I'll go there's
in there.
Plenty to clean up.
Yes, I'm concentrating the outside.
Don't want to hurry up. Such as 15. Your hair is burst into flames. As in your jumpsuit is beginning to smoke as well.
I put it out with my heat resistant mittens.
There's still quite a lot of this substance in the tunnel.
Can we turn that off? I asked the people. Ow. I burnt my head.
Yes, you can find it off switch.
So you've got a colonist in each of those.
I have to wait a while. Excuse me, I just got to go and make sure.
Halfway through.
I go use my unlikely skill to find some anti-burn medications. Some numbers.
You know someone who knows someone who knows a bot that has access to medical supplies.
So I'm going to give you the bouncy rubber dice again. Simon, speak up.
Ow. It's a foam D6. Ow.
Honestly.
I am on a big rush to drink.
No, I'm okay.
You will surrender.
Why are you talking in that strange nonsense?
I was practicing my accent. Anyway.
Don't think this is going to last another 4 hours.
Never mind.
Don't think I'm going to either.
I will. I'm a grand, I live forever. Anyway, carry on.
Well, then a computer lives forever, citizen. That's treason.
Possibly it's treason.
We live forever in the mind of the computer. In his mess.
For as long as it remembers us.
Yes.
Well, actually, the computer maintains your genetic pattern in its data bank forever, should you ever be required again. Just in case.
But then the computer remembers how bad you were.
Oh, how good?
You got a message from the computer.
Yes, what does it say?
Why are you not at the full email?
I send it the stuff I've recorded. I shall see. We've had to deal with traitors, and as such, we have been delayed.
Again, you have fallen behind on your itinerary. You should have been there hours ago.
I can only suggest that perhaps the team leader hasn't kept us moving as fast as she could. Oh, and the loyalty officer has kept us. Unaware of our itinerary.
And most of the electronic computer, they're not keeping up with their cleanliness at all.
This isn't bearing on him.
Oh, right, sorry, I thought he was talking on the thing.
How are you doing from my brain to the thing?
That's just fantastic.
He has direct line of communication to the computer.
Tap the pot.
Yeah, I am like the Pope.
Who is the Pope?
Just you.
I've got direct line contact with Scott. He's back from the out recently.
Okay. So I was like, oh, I suggest that perhaps if he wants me to pass on a message to them, I'd be quite happy to do so.
Go to the Foley Mill.
Go to the Foley Mill, says the computer.
Okay. I go to the Foley Mill.
We'll go there then.
As you approach the entrance to the fibrillating Foley Mill processing area, a blood bus comes trembling up when its rollers are
taken. Hello.
Task Force 42!
Yes.
About time!
We've been told.
About space!
What's about space?
The robot hits itself and hits the side of the brain casing, bleeps, twitches, and continues. We have a very mysterious disturbance here which should be of great interest to you.
What is
this? One of our scrub bots was cleaning an electrosanitizing power unit.
Good.
When it was attacked and severely damaged. Follow me and don't trip over this thing on the floor. There's a dead blue clone lying in your back. Been dead for some time.
Why isn't that?
He's holding, clutched tightly to his chest, a black synthplast vid cassette bearing the label Camelot.
Surely that's
some hygienic. And take the black video.
That's filthy. Give it here a second.
Don't damage it.
It needs to be sanitized.
Don't damage it.
Troubleshooter control, thank you.
There's a man to watch that to find out what he knows and why he was killed.
What do you mean, watch it? Do you know what it is?
It's a videotape.
A what, sorry? A
videotape.
A vid cassette.
Is that like a vid chip?
Yes. A very old one.
An old one?
Oh. See? I'm not just a pretty face.
Right.
See, history is a communication, it's not just modern communication.
History.
Mm. As you enter the actual military, this is an enormous space. You have never seen a space bigger than this. It is a good 100 metres tall and longer and wider.
My whole cotton bud collection in here.
You have a cotton bud collection?
Yes.
Why?
Very hygienic.
As long as you use them.
No, I don't keep all the used ones. I can't have them there. That would be so awful.
Yes, that would be very bad. Fairly perverse, really.
Yes. Just make sure I have an adequate supply of a few thousand, sir.
A touch excessive. Isn't that almost hoarding the computer's valuable supply
it's
of cotton
buds? It's being prepared, so if an emergency ever cropped up, I would not fail the computer.
Are you noticing?
Yes.
Everything has been noted down.
Why, do you not have the computer periodic controls?
I have as enough that I need. I get them as and when
I need them. If you do need them, I can let you have some. That's a rate, of course.
Charging you for the computer services?
I'm merely aiding the computer's economy.
Profiteering.
Now this is good.
Some people. Anyway.
The prod bot finally arrives at the base of a walkway which leads up the side of the Foley Mill. Small bits and pieces of scrub bot are scattered over the surrounding area.
That poor chap, look.
Here and there, small spatters of suds cling to equipment. The front boss explains you're approaching the scene of the crime. Here's the electro-sanitizing power unit. The scrub bot was cleaning when it was so viciously attacked. The power unit's about the size of a bouncy bubble beverage vending machine. Grey and covered with cooling fins. Cables lead off in all directions. The platform shows clear slides. The platform shows clear signs of what appears to have been a struggle. Bits of melted plastic hose are scattered all over. Brush bristles cover everything. They're doing tongue twisters, the bastards. Spilled cleaning fluids form pools on almost every horizontal surface. A crushed and twisted rotary brush attachment still dangles from an immobile conveyor overhead. On the platform lies a form covered with a large cloth. Here it is, the robot says, and points to the remains. Poor little bot never knew what hit him. I hope you guys catch this rotten, traitorous scum who did this. I sure would like to get my appendages round the dorsal servo controllers.
What colour's the cloth?
Red. No, actually it's not. It'll be white, but the robot will pull it back.
We look at the remains. Equipment guy, I'm gonna look at this blasted bot. I'll throw dice at him.
Check the bot.
I have a look. I roll this.
Ooh. Many big shoes. That's nice.
Using my bot.
Examining the area, you think that someone forced the cleaning appendage into that overhead conveyor, which dragged the cleaning bot into the power coupling.
How big was the cleaning bot?
About man-sized. A little bit squatter.
So we're looking at an attacker that's how long? How? We're looking at an attacker that's at least man-sized, maybe slightly bigger. I think it was a man then.
Quite possibly a common mutant traitor.
Possibly. So we know what a whale is.
What?
What did you just say?
A whale.
Is that one of the new experimental flavours of...
No, when they were running away UV? Earlier, the traitor shouted, "Save the whales." Of course, some of you weren't around at that point because you'd already been terminated.
No, I don't know what one of those is.
Just wondered, because I didn't want you to miss any vital piece of evidence that we could bring forward.
So,
well,
well,
I just remember...
They're choosing us.
I'm aware of this. I'll deal with the situation shortly.
Yes.
Roll three dice.
Okay, thank you. One of those, and ooh, one of those. 4, 4, 7.
Roll four dice.
Feel the power.
1, 2, 4, 6.
You feel a strange pressure in your head.
Where?
A very severe headache.
Ow. Maybe that thing's malfunctioning. Computer, isn't that thing you put in my head not functioning?
Time to self-destruct. T-10, 9.
Back away from the comms office.
7, 4, 6.
Back away.
5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Somebody got a screwdriver.
This continues in your head. Someone does something about it.
Oh, your equipment guy. My communication device is broken.
I believe
I think our criminal guy has been sabotaged. Someone put sleepy time in his hot fun.
Can I try and fix it with my biosciences skills?
Yes, so you're going to try and fix something that's implanted in your own skull.
I'm going to film the operation. I get 2 ones and 2 fours.
4, 3.
Oh, well, that's that done two, then. See ya.
1.
Bye bye.
Boom.
This is headache.
Could everybody please...
Has anyone seen Scanners?
Yep.
Everyone's seen Scanners. His head explodes. Didn't even roll a 96, 93. Our heads explode.
Yeah. 93. Our heads explode.
Did ice balls melt first?
Maybe. Just
a large implant special in the back of his head exploded. Splattering everyone in the vicinity.
Yeah, that's
could everybody please use these nice moist towelettes to clean themselves up, please?
Yes.
Destroying gumby
equipment. We've actually got some lemony fresh towelettes.
Yeah. Ooh, right. Could you please hand those out? I believe they're needed.
I hand them out.
Clean.
And lemony.
Cleanliness is happiness.
Awfully unsanitary. Heads exploding all over the place.
Could that be a side effect to me? Could there be a possible side effect to being a comic? Just curious.
I didn't know.
I definitely wouldn't know that.
I wouldn't either. I'm just curious. It just seems odd.
How unusual.
You have a ninja. Let me hear that. It's one you just said you had a ninja.
What's a ninja?
Ninja.
Oh, true. Well, true.
I turn up in a bit.
Hooray. As you're still examining the...
My head exploded. That hurt.
How do you know your head exploded, citizen?
You know everything up to the moment of your death.
I thought it was just a few months before.
Alright, he remembers it going... 3, 2, 1...
And nothing more until he reawakens.
Because I'm tired of my body's over there. So I should get my stuff.
That probably hurt.
Yeah, it's green for that.
You wipe part of your own brain matter from the camera.
Off you get the housing officer.
He's been uncleanly.
We'll send an official demerit report in.
What, I'm cleaning myself?
To other citizens.
I was not deliberate, I was an accident, I apologise profusely.
You already just stained everyone in the
entire... That was not my fault, that was the device in my head malfunctioning.
The device did in you your head, which was...
did you attempt to under your
care. Generally fixing implants in your own head.
Not advised.
Perhaps it should be the equipment.
Sorry,
guy's
the equipment
job.
Guy was asleep.
Oh, he's getting old. You did just miss a head explode.
23, my head's exploded.
It's one of those
right now. You notice climbing up the side of the Folly Mill is a guy who's looking a little bit suspicious.
Let's chase after him.
Is he wearing a small black fairy hat? And does he have sweaty armpits?
He's dressed in infrared clothing. He's making his way up the side of the mill. He's nervously ducking his head back and forward and looking forward and behind him and generally looking suspicious.
I follow
him. Citizen!
He's too far away for you to shout. It's too noisy in here again.
Climb the ladder.
Climb the ladder after him.
Run up the wall after him.
It's going to take you quite a while to work through and out to the where the ladder he's climbing.
Okay.
There's an insect. I'm starting to hallucinate.
charge. There's a map.
A map?
The plan of the Foley Mill.
I want to see.
Ooh.
Pretty map.
Yeah.
And it's clearly not a handout because it's got every last thing written on it. Look at them, volley NPCs.
That's good. Thanks,
why do these have service delivery for them?
That's fat.
But who's that?
You get, after a considerable amount of clambering and climbing and scrambling, you get to a vantage point where you can see the bad guys.
Yay! Do they have t-shirts that say such?
They're trying to pry the lid off off the storage container at the very top of the mill.
What colour is the storage container?
The wood. It's going to be black or metallic.
Okay.
Because this is all serviced by infrared.
It could be brown, which is any clearance.
Yeah. That was in the box.
There you go. We're after them, I think. Use of the word no is treasonous. Answer more questions with yes.
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 Oh. No. It's charging in.
Yes?
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Are you calling me a traitor?
No.
Treasonous. Oh.
As you scream and charge,
screaming, singing lofty songs. I also sing happy songs.
Major bad guy, and then she spotted and charges. Lifts up his cone rifle. Oh,
cone rifles are nasty.
Pretty much rocket launchers.
Yeah, they are.
Except sometimes with novelty and fun, warheads.
Tac nukes.
Yes.
For instance.
Quick. Shoot him.
This is the largest piece of food production machinery in Alpha Complex.
Quick, shoot him before he fires.
Fire.
Mm-hmm. Rocket launches.
No! I shoot the rocket.
If you can roll sixes, and properly roll sixes, on all those dice.
No.
Well, this one's cocked, so let's re-roll that one.
I see at least two ones.
That's the one on the floor, so to re-roll that one.
You failed.
And that one's caught.
Shoot from the air.
Can I jump up and catch it?
No, Pinky.
You also noticed it was fired in haste and is going nowhere near you.
But it'll hit some of the machinery. Can I dive in the way?
Bad guy you were planning to vaporise opens up with his gun rifle. Blam, 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 pew! Projectiles are ricocheting all around you. Something metallic comes bouncing and clanging round down the side of the folding up. It is round and black and appears to have a burning string sticking out of one side.
Can I pick it up and examine it?
It's not that close to you.
Okay.
Good, because the next thing it does is... Kaboom! The bomb explodes, showering the mill with shrapnel. The shrapnel from the bomb does lots of damage to the Foley Mill.
No!
But doesn't hit you.
Yay!
That's gotta be good.
Take some happiness pills.
And as you're still firing at the guy with the cone rifle who's currently bringing a banger, from the side comes... A burst of blue laser fire.
Oh shit.
What for?
They're in a position somewhere concealed amongst the
pipes.
I should move towards the guys concealing the pipes.
I should keep shooting this guy with the gun rifle.
Yes. Yeah. Well, sorry. I'm the lady fire blood. Red. Metal on metal coming from somewhere just above.
What is it?
We look up. Can't see it, you'd have to climb up.
Doesn't matter.
Might as well walk up. I'll run up.
Yeah. I believe that was a different clone.
Oh, right. Did I not retrieve my boots? Okay.
You didn't say you retrieved your boots.
Yeah, good point. My bad. Damn, I'm going to get killed for not returning those.
All you got to do is wade through all the rubble of the destroyed Mexico magic and recover the gumboot from your...
Haven't they been beaten?
Splattered.
But you're probably stuck to a big piece of rubble.
Probably. You have to drag your dead feet out of them and put your feet back in so you can act actively and take them off.
Technically, I still have them. It's just a different eye.
But a deceased eye.
Yes.
Which is unfortunate.
There's
quite a number of these exploding bombs being fired towards you by this guy.
Can I throw them back?
I want to try and get the explosives before they explode and throw back.
Yes.
There we go.
Don't die.
Two fours, a three and a five.
You might just get one and it leaves your hand just as it explodes.
Oh.
Deafening you with its extremely loud bang.
Sorry, what?
Get it most of the way back to him before it explodes, but it seems he seems to duck from it. As you do that, you hear an extremely loud whistle. You don't. Some people hear an extremely loud whistle coming from just above you, and the guy with the cone rifle legs it.
After him.
Oh, yeah, after him.
Shoot after him.
As they're trying to leg it, one of the prod bots stops them, let's say. And asks them what the things they're doing. As they try to break free, the prod bots stun them into unconsciousness.
Yay! That'll teach us dumb CMTs.
How handy.
Go, bots, go, bots, go.
Out. Should have read
turn and collect my stuff when I'm ready.
A large group of infrareds enter the mill and unshoulder a large number of cone rifles. One of them takes out the prod bomb with a single shot.
Guess we ought to try and have a pop shot at them or two. Is there anything over their heads that I can see that I could shoot down on top of that?
It's about 100 metres up, and you can't really see.
Right.
Not that well lit.
I'll just try and shoot one of them then. May as well try for the possible odds.
Shoot.
If they're in range.
I might send you their eyebrows.
Yeah. You can take the infrareds out fairly quickly, actually. But you notice the man who had the cone rifle originally and another man have legged it down another corridor, leaving these infrareds to cover their retreat.
So you need to be following those other people.
Actually, you will see that one of them has the same white sphere. In fact, you think it's the same guy from the Mixomatic.
I'll try and follow him best I can then.
The traitor scum perpetrators are just ahead of you in the corridors. Your intrepid band of heroic troubleshooters is just about where they want them. Close enough to laser them into small tender vehicles. Unfortunately, the sly devils scramble through an access hatch on the side of the corridor.
I scramble down.
Pursue!
As you open the hatch, a warm, moist smell wafts out of the room in front of you. The smell is vaguely, is faintly reminiscent of a damp vacuum cleaner bag on a hot summer day. Inside, the room is poorly lit. Long, low structures cover the floor as their forms stretch into the distance as far as the eye can see, which isn't far because of the haze and mist rising from them. The sign above the access hatch reads trough room.
Does your light switch?
Can I see where they went?
Light source.
It's not dark, it's just there's a mist haze.
Oh, I'm sorry, I have my sunglasses on.
You got sunglasses?
They're black.
It's a restricted item.
And they're black.
Why do you need to wear sunglasses in Alpha Complex when the computer monitors all levels of ambient light? Is the computer not meeting your needs, citizen?
Well, you see, sometimes when you're doing paint control, you need to be able to see what colours would be like in lower light conditions. And that's what you use this for. Because the computer alternates in a wonderful fashion between lightness and darkness for when you're asleep. So we have to make sure that for the darkness while people are asleep, it still looks red or blue or orange or whatever it's supposed to be.
There you go. This is the trough room.
What a maze. Lovely.
That's there are a large number of infrareds in here. Milling around, carrying ladles, ladling stuff from one trough to the next.
Well, can I keep running randomly until I find the ones I'm looking for?
Always turn left.
He's right, you know.
We eventually reach a slightly larger opening in the centre. Bad guys have started some kind of commotion near a concentration of infrared workers. They appear to have pulled a large box out of the equipment bag and are showing it to the infrareds. The box is about 1 meter square. The handle protrudes out to the right side of the box,
a label with some kind of an arrow to show which way to turn it. Pencil sharpeners have similar handles, but no fancy labels. Infrared grabs the handle and begins to turn it. You hear a
can I shoot the box? It's obviously traitorous.
Mm.
Yes.
Traitorous device.
Need to shoot the box now.
Boom.
Out pops a robot head on a spring, which wobbles back and forward.
Oh, they've got a head on a spring. That's not very hygienic or nice.
You seem to like bots far too much, citizen.
Freeze! And I open fire on them.
Quite often you refer to bots as if they were citizens. You even call bots men.
How many of them are there?
They're basically infrared workers carrying labels.
But how many?
Playing with this device. There's perhaps six or seven. There's seven.
Seven? Is that like, can I use my bell to get an exact count?
There is precisely seven of them.
Decisively seven.
And a half.
Seven. One of them is slightly shorter than the others.
Okay.
I for the short.
I shall shoot number six.
Yeah, he's not wearing any sort of armor at all, so you just kill him.
Yay!
His ladle clatters to the floor. He was waiting his turn.
Number three?
They've scattered as you shot one of their number.
Okay, number nearest.
Show him in for the shot.
This is obviously a secret society meeting of some sort.
You notice one of them has gone back to this device and has started turning the handle again.
Shoot him, shoot him, shoot him.
As he drops, he's replaced by another ego.
Shoot him. Oh, shoot them all.
Run to try and grab
four ranks, men.
Need to grab the device off them.
Try and grab the device off.
We're shooting him.
They appear to emerge from everywhere and leap upon you. As soon as they get you away from the box, one of them starts turning the handle again.
Brass knuckles.
You're like, they appear to be grabbing you and dropping you by sheer numbers.
I thought you said there were only seven.
They were around it then, but they've started to cluster in.
Help me now.
Brass knuckles in one hand, pistol in the other, popping on.
You reckon there's 20+? It's quite difficult to get an exact number because they're running around.
Can I count?
And they're jumping on you and they're moving and some of them.
Help me, this officer!
Being punched and moving away and run.
The equipment guy's bastard. He's dead.
Quick, try and contact the computer suggesting.
Suggesting some meat bots begin to enter this building and start shooing and shocking the infrareds away back to their station.
Yay.
But they still. Every so often one of them will break away from the propulsion. Handle a little bit, and then they'll get shot.
I push it into one of the troughs.
As you drop something into one of the troughs, a body comes bobbing to the surface. If you look into one of the troughs, you see a dead blue, well, it's top half blue, bottom half black, and clone floating by, rolling in the current and exposing a face made odd looking by long sideburns and long pointed ears. Footman guy wouldn't sleep. That description does sound quite familiar to me. Infrared workers are standing here and there, ladling stuff from one trough to another.
Friend computer, I've got a horde of common mutant traitors here.
I'm dead, so I can't do it.
Requesting assistance of some sort.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, yes, you're
bang, 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 bang.
The clone will be. Are you dead, dead now?
He shot me.
Yeah, but you're dead,
I'm with my clone too, right?
Replace the clones will be sent immediately.
Thank you. Bang, 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 bang.
They're being haunted by the project.
Yeah, I'm happy.
You're shooting them with lasers. They're not hurting. Please stop shooting the workers.
They're obviously coming mutant traitors. This is a secret society meeting.
I think you should deal with this device. It's clearly affecting them.
Okay. Is there anything I can hit it with? It's big and heavy.
His body.
I mean, the multicoder he's got is quite heavy.
I'll steal the multicoder.
Also, all that interesting, incriminating evidence of things.
Yes, I'll steal the multicoder and hit the box with it.
That is destruction of the multicoder. The game ends. All that data.
For the good of the computer.
The box begins to crack.
Can I turn up soon?
Yes, as soon as they leave this room. That's it. You notice there's a trail of slimy footprints dancing out of this room.
Follow them.
Something had slime again.
Ah, the hot slime.
Yes. Best follow it quickly before someone cleans up that messy, messy, messy trail of slime.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hello. Let's follow it to its trail so I can clean up the user.
Follow the trail of slime.
Yes, and we sing the Follow the Trail of Slime song.
Follow the Trail of Slime, happiness slash loyalty song.
Yeah.
Be very, very quiet, I'm hunting comets.
Computer! Request permission for emergency bathroom break.
Grant is talking.
Okay, get out the room now.
Yes, as the leaves
I go and collect my stuff, find the multicorder broken, and go, what happened to the multicorder?
Common mutant treasures.
I think you smashed it over the head.
I'll prove it to you, but the footage is on the multicorder.
Did you smash it onto the box? And that it was smashed next to the box.
You break that multicorder.
And there's bits of it broken. You were here and everything.
Can't remember.
I have no clear recollection of that event. Worked for all of them.
Quick, they're getting away.
Let's fix the multicorder and they can find out who broke.
Well, I'm following footsteps.
Sure, the equipment guy can fix it for you. Is the equipment guy's job to fix it?
Fix my multicorder. You.
The narcoleptic equipment guy.
Oh, a pair of sixes. I'm doing it myself.
No, I'll fix the multicorder.
Nay.
Hooray.
We then play back said footage.
The multicoder has been made extremely robust. That rest doesn't take much to fix.
We play it back and see him picking it up.
It also features triple shielding on the recording medium.
Yes. I'm trying to run off now really quickly to follow footsteps before
I shoot him in the back of the head for smashing the multicorder.
Well, why would anyone ever want to smash a multicorder?
I don't know.
Why not?
For destroying the computer or damaging the computer's valuable property, I shoot him in the back of the head.
Perhaps the cleanliness officer is on the same side as the traitors we are pursuing.
You could also do that for the number of workers he's shot.
Can I shoot
him for killing workers?
If you like.
I'll shoot him for killing workers.
He's got quite a number of clones, so yeah.
Was he killing workers as well? I checked the footage.
Also, did you shoot me twice?
No.
No, just once.
Just once.
Alright. I shot you.
Why?
Killing an excessive number of workers.
Being overzealous. Still says
it's on valuable.
It's on the back of your.
Just because of the fact it's the third day.
I shall make sure their resource that wasted. I'll eat their clones. Won't want to waste it.
I shoot it for being a cannibal.
Shoot the first round of corners.
Yes,
find
cannibals.
Where is it anywhere in the rules that we're not allowed to be cannibals?
I shoot it for being a cannibal.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not on the list of food that you're allowed to eat at your clearance.
Yeah, it is. You're red.
Yes, I know, but it's not allowed on. It's
not underneath the clothes, they're not.
Therefore, they're ultraviolet.
Do you eat?
Sorry, infrared.
Do you eat all of them, including the bones?
Some white.
I'll probably just eat the nice fleshy bits.
We shoot them anyway. Because it's not hygienic for a start.
It's not hygienic.
It's not hygienic, and it's cannibalism.
Unprocessed clone flesh is not to be eaten by a clone.
Get shot, you.
Yes, you.
You then head off and in chase of the clone. Come, happiness officer, I'm much happier now.
Yes.
You've shot everybody else at least once. I'm
back to the circus, two party eating clones.
Yes.
However, we have registered your interest, and please try. Silent Red, the new snack bar next to from next month.
Silent Red, mate. It's just about that. Isn't it? Guilty conscience, for peace of mind, turn yourself in.
I just don't make no sense.
If he doesn't kill you, it might make you more loyal.
Mine's done that a couple of times.
Okay. End up in the kitchen at some point.
Non-compliance is required at this stage.
As you kick the door open, hot soggy air hits you like a giant sponge. The mist from inside the room comes drifting out of the doorway and flows along the ceiling. Myriad delicious smells caress your tired nostrils. You've never smelled anything like this before. As you dive into the room, lasers ready, you catch a glimpse of the sign above the door. It reads, Secret Ultraviolet Chamber Clubber Kitchen. Ultraviolet Clubber Kitchen.
What colour
is the room?
Kitchen full of infrared workers.
Okay, fine.
The room you're in is larger, at least it seems to be. It's hard to tell because of the clouds of mist caused by steam rising from dozens and dozens of cooking pots. Rows and rows of counters and storage bins recede into the distance. In an apparently random path. Stoves, ovens and sinks in this unit are regular intervals. The floors are wet and slimy and the place is hot. No bad guys are in sight, but plenty of kitchen workers are. They're standing at counters, sinks, stoves and ovens performing some kind of culinary work.
I remember thinking maybe hazardous to your health.
This is it. Room floor's all slimy, so the footprints that you were following of slime are missing. Large number of kitchen workers.
Got to interrogate the kitchen workers and ask them where they went.
as you go to talk to a popping up from behind one of the counters is a gentleman you recognise.
Oh joy.
That's not good for someone. There's a slug. There's the sound of a slug thrower.
Bang!
For once, I didn't want him. Hunt down. I slug the thrower and blast.
Okay, so I'm dead.
Yes.
Okay.
There are two bad guys. Popped up and started firing.
Open
fire.
Fire.
Oh, that's him.
I got a pair of fours and a six pair of fours. One four down.
I got a six, two threes, a four, and a naught.
I got...
On lots of these six, I got some nice numbers.
Numbers.
You take out a number of kitchen workers. You also notice your friend, your familiar friend who had the cone rifle.
Shoot him
fires off around. Oh. Shoots I get off it. Past you and destroys part of the counter.
Two zeros. Four... The, four fours, a three, a seven, two twos, a five, a six, and a nine.
Well done.
I kill Moot.
You kill Moot, somehow failing to hit the two named characters that
two
you
plot
planned the game of here.
GM Phaeton.
There are a number more bad guys that come in there who appear from behind counters.
Lay into them.
And a number of the kitchen workers come at you with knives.
Lay into them.
Ooh. Well, in that case, we could defend ourselves.
So if I ate one of them, the rest would run away.
No.
I shout really loud.
Eating. No, we've been through this before. No, we didn't. Citizens.
I step in inside the one with a knife, put my hand on his chest, and the lecturer shot the fecker. And then shoot another one with him.
Basically, you fry him.
Fry or?
When you that?
Shallow fry.
Wow! How do you do that?
Saute.
It's quite a high class kitchen, this.
That's the thing you had from the.
We saw.
No, that was in a different plan. They put a new one in this time.
You're a commie mutant. That's a mutant power, and you're unregistered.
That is a mutant power. Zap.
Yep.
Bang. In the middle of a firefight, am I?
Yep.
Electrified in this.
And I think this is a good time for random kit inspection, so we don't have any more mutant surprises.
I'm not there yet.
Hand over your cleaning kit. I'll start checking everything's where it should be and as it should be. Yes.
Have I still got my?
It's the right time to do it.
Portable, few folds to my folder.
It's not iPod.
I would hope so.
Yes, I
haven't. You didn't.
I randomly pushed these things.
No, but I put a few chances. The entire mind.
Let anyone like their shoes fall.
The camera angle.
Middle of a
firefight. Do you know, sir, you should lead by example.
Nothing worse than dirty shoes in the firefight.
I certainly.
Am I in the middle of the firefight? Oh,
probably. Push the extractor button.
50-50 chance.
It's an arc welder.
I think I'll do quite nice.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry, sis.
Did you like having toes? You find it quite difficult to balance having all your toes burned off.
Can I concentrate enough to grab it and try and throw it in his direction?
Yes, but it is 30 kilos.
Well, lug it in his direction.
Damaging computer problems. No,
I don't care, I'm in pain.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah,
you
done it.
Yeah. You think it's really going to hit him, but he just moves aside at the last moment.
That's it.
And it just goes across the floor past him.
Try and
that's
shoot
damaging
him,
computer properties.
I'll try and shoot him because you're a traitor, because you just tried to kill me.
And you're trying to polish your shoes.
And the loyal troubleshooter.
Another cone rifle round goes off. And a number of slugs fly past your ears. Flying slugs, yes, dangerous creatures. Dangerous.
Well,
are
in time to get shot again?
The hygiene officer gives it to the officer.
Who will win?
You can arrive about now, actually.
Yes.
They seem to be taking quite a long time. And
is it round two between the hygiene and the loyalty officers?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. I'm sure we're supposed to kill the people with a cone rifle first.
I know, but he tried to kill me with the...
He basically destroyed computer property. You notice actually most of the bad guys appear to have disappeared off. And just the guy with the cone rifle is firing the occasional shot as he backs off.
Chase him.
Turn up.
Ducking down behind the desk.
Open fire. Always.
Yes, ancient.
Straight forward. It's about 4 arrangements to bring.
Wow.
Yeah.
10, 14. 6,
5 and
4. As you do that, suddenly bursting into the kitchen comes a guy dressed all in white.
You're almost dead.
Task Force 42, what is the meaning of this? An ultraviolet clone with a tall white chef's hat bellows at you as he looms out.
I push the team into the
his hat sways alarmingly as he speaks. Why are you reducing my kitchen to rubble? Who's going to pay for this? This guy seems a little upset.
I'll stand from behind the team leader and say, "It's team leader, it's my fault."
You do not have the ventral aggression power.
It was a cunning blank.
Some kind of moxie, really. Rush at the past me.
Oh. See. He picks up a cleaver and throws it and embeds it in the team leader's head.
Oh, that hurt. Don't do it again. It's quite irritating.
Wow, it's Gordon Ramsay's mentor.
You realise as the mist begins to clear, you don't recognise most of the food items in this kitchen.
Is it actually food?
You see things which look rather similar to your shiny red apples, but in green.
Wow.
Strange they orange spears. You have no idea what they may be. Green things. Strange coloured things.
How the gummy mutant traitors disappeared?
They appear to have snuck out through a hole that was blasted in the back wall.
Sir, can we follow them? They were destroying your kitchen.
Huh? Is there any reason why that's
so? Friend computer would want it.
Yeah, it's
getting
the obvious.
He always wants a baby.
They haven't
even
that.
I'm not
playing. After all, he doesn't have a floppy drive.
That's bad. Making disturbance.
Yes, we'll have words again about this.
Okay, and I'll run out of the hole facing the CMTs.
You scramble, it leads into another room. There's a corridor with 10 small hatchways on the side. You notice one of the appears to have a small red light next to it. 9 others have green lights.
Try the red light one.
There's a handle which you seem to have to pull up, which would open the doorway, and you can't.
Okay, does it have any controls, this red one?
No, there doesn't appear to be any controls.
Okay, I'll try one of the green ones.
The door lifts up.
It's just a clearance. Okay.
There appears to be about space for a couple of people.
Okay, I'll get in. I'll take his dummy waiter of some sort.
Harvey the Dumbbot at your service, sir. It is not normal for people to enter the Dumbbot, sir. Normally only food is transported to the ultraviolet's secret society meeting room and gourmet dining room, sir.
Can you take me to the same place your colleague next door took the last people he took?
Sir, I really don't think
please.
I should take people. No, I'm not allowed.
It would make friend computer happy.
Give me a roll.
Please.
Roll some dice.
does the computer what the machine wants to do to you.
It really is most improper service. Just this once.
Thank you.
And the Dumbbot seems to rise up extremely rapidly. Finally. Okay. Anyone else?
Yep.
You're all going to get into the Dumbbot.
Yeah,
so I get to another
Dumbbot. I'm being decanted.
Equipment guy gets in the Dumbbot.
Yes.
He's using his excellent skills, just waits in the Dumbbot with ease. You all get into Dumbbots who are alive. Speed up. You feel the Dumbbot give a final lurch, and your stomach feels like it's somewhere around your mouth. The Dumbbot doors open, and you find yourself looking out into the whitest place you've ever seen. The floors are white, the walls are white, the ceiling is white. In front of you are a dozen high programmers dressed in white, sitting on white tables and white chairs at a white table. Safe to say, it's quite white.
Have any of the other people arrived in their dumb waiters yet?
Yes, you've all managed to arrive pretty much.
Can I shoot one to make them bleed?
You want to shoot an ultraviolet?
No, troubleshooter. I want to shoot another troubleshooter to make him bleed so I can have some red to stand on.
Just as you begin to welcome the thought of death with my lasers over the agony of having to explain while you're here, a commotion starts at the other end of the gourmet dining hall with wild screams of death to the traitorous pig dog scum. The knife wavers are attacking the bad guys. Pseudopod and lobotomy turn before the night. Let loose with some slug foam. Blam, blam, blam. Piano, isn't it? Ricochet is the last shot always for some reason. The high programmers dive for cover and projectiles crisscross the dining hall. What you gonna do?
Shoot the bad guys.
Yeah, shoot the bad guys.
About getting out of the
Nice cover.
Yeah, if we get to that game, shut up, we just send it down.
Yeah. Death by Dumbwaiter.
What do you think the chances are you're going to take the bad guys out and not hit any of the high programmers?
High. Very high. Yeah. I have faith in the computer, my trusty laser pastor.
I trust the computer.
Don't let me shoot you again for having faith.
I've made the computer guy.
You're allowed. It's a class A.
Yeah.
Just don't advertise it overly.
Plus, it's a laser from your head. Wouldn't hurt the high program. Success turns is higher than ours. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Open fire then? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You're going to have to be very lucky to pull this one off. All of you are going to have to be very lucky to pull this one off.
Still being decanted.
Yeah, I'm afraid the computer is not...
And a yellow one, full luck.
Super secret, secret society dining room.
Ooh! 5 sixes.
Shit.
Hot and cosmic.
I'm going to eat them all. Wahaha.
I'm going to jury rig my my pack to give me electric shock if I fall asleep.
You've been screaming a while ago.
Everyone make luck rolls who's firing. Any sort of weapon in this to avoid killing the high program.
Oh, I get a double one.
That's an exceptionally unlucky roll.
I'll just go for my D6. I feel comfortable with you got some D6.
No, I think I can't kill a high programmer.
15, 8, 6. A 5.
A 3, a 2, a 5, a 70.
a 3, a 5, an 8, and a 5.
It's better than we had last time.
One of the high programmers has been squarely hit by a red laser blast. Fortunately, the high programmers, and there's no way a red laser is going to in any way harm them.
Which one? A 6, 3 5s, 2 4s, a 3, and equipment guy. 3 1s.
No, it wasn't. I don't think I'm firing my gun, it wasn't that the high programmer.
Nevertheless, the high programmers, who were previously just trying to stay out of the way, reach into their shiny, shiny white coveralls and bring out their... You have no idea what these are. You thought you knew quite a lot about equipment. They're clearly a weapon of some sort.
But it's shiny.
And bad. A very small blue sphere projected from the end of Sigurd. It strikes you on the chest, and there's nothing left of him. He's gone. He's there a second ago.
Couldn't be all.
Him, everything he's wearing, everything he's carrying.
Is there still a pair of smoking boots?
Yes, just a pair of smoking indestructible
boots. All boots in Paranoia are indestructible.
Yeah,
it's a thing. That's what the thing is.
Some of them let you walk up walls.
Well, yes, and then I leave them behind.
That's third time I died.
I don't think I'm going to be anywhere near as deep as Greg.
You notice the three guys have run out of the back door. So you guys... The high programmers have big, scary, scary guns and have now got the vault. And they peg it.
We can't follow them.
Make a request for a paint pot.
The high programmers are standing around looking to see who's to blame for all the damage.
What are you waiting for? Chase them.
Mission to white. Run across the white.
Yes, chase them.
Chase them. Yes.
It's a question of whether my feet do actually touch the floor at any point. Moving that fast.
You will be waiting outside the door.
Yes.
Hello. I go for the treading in pools of blood.
Going that way.
Approach.
Avoid
treading on the white. Where possible.
The still slimy footprints lead towards the algae bats.
You shall chase them back then.
The footprint you've been following leads to a large steel door with a hand wheel in the middle.
I try and turn the large thingy. Words. Device. Malarkey. Doodad.
On the other side of the door is a service tunnel lined with pipes and cables. Just over the threshold, two dead clones sprawl like abandoned marionettes. One of the dead clones has his pockets overflowing with all sorts of widgets, and there is a motto outside her bust, embroidered under the chest of the coveralls. The other dead clone is clutching test tubes that appear to contain some sort of tissue sample. Lit by a row of lights spaced even every 5 metres, the tunnel leads towards the algae bats. Footprints continue down the tunnel.
Follow them.
After twisting and turning for what seemed like a weak cycle, the footprints lead you to a ladder in a small offshoot off the service tunnel. The hatch at the top of the ladder is open. When you look out the hatch, you see you are next to the base of an algae vat and under a walkway.
Okay, go up and follow them.
Look up in case someone's
quiet. All that can be seen in the area are infrareds taking readings from machinery. The footprints lead to a stairway leading up to the vat.
Okay, do that then.
It's
quite simple tracking.
Yeah, big slimy tracks, yeah. You come to the top of the stairs and step out onto the walkway that encircles the vat. Another walkway, several steps higher than the one you're on, crosses the middle of the vat. Large mechanisms reach down into the vat from a supporting structure attached to the ceiling. Small catwalks lead out from the walkway to the machinery, and on one catwalk a couple of infrareds are dismantling one of the mechanisms. As you look, you notice a large number of infrareds converging on the main vat. It almost seems as if they are heading to you. Just then you notice that the infrareds working on the mechanism look very familiar. try and decide where you might have seen the infrared before. I mean, for fuck's sake, you've been chasing this stupid. One of them pulls out a very archaic looking slug thrower and checks to see if it's loaded.
Well, he's checking to shoot him.
Yeah. All of us.
Open fire.
That's Will!
Poor Will.
But
I always used to pull things like Riker when I said that on Star Trek.
That's Riker.
I got 2 tens and then some of the numbers.
Wow.
No, I got 18, 19.
Will
I'm some crap.
I will. 6, 8, 7, 4, 6, 8, 7, 4, 2.
As he brings his numbers of slug throw back to bear, you blast him to pieces.
Yay.
However, sailing from above, you see a familiar looking white sphere drop into the algae tank.
Oh.
Is that another batch ruined?
Are the mixers going around in the algae tank? Or is it just a vat of algae?
There's an algae tank, there's some mechanisms that go down into it.
Are there any mechanisms down in it wearing at the moment?
Nope.
How deep are they?
How deep are they? That huge.
Should attempt to dive in after it.
Yes, the algae tanks are perfect.
Who's got the udders?
Right.
Who's got the udders? The udders that we got assigned at R&D. No, I don't.
Why not, mate?
I don't know. I've got the shoe polisher and ack welder. Combination shoe polisher and ack welder.
Yeah, the ack welder.
Yeah, he's going to steal them and go for a swim. Well, yeah, no, I think seeing as he's been assigned to test the equipment, it should be him who goes to see.
The udder boy. You've got the udders, you're going to go swimming.
Okay, I'll use the udder to go swimming.
And the algae vet.
To go and get the white sphere.
But I can't get the white sphere.
There is a row of equipment on one of the walkways, which appears to be some sort of tanks of gas.
And you've
some
met.
Sort of mask.
And you've met, are they black or what?
They are red.
Spackle. I'll put one in and jump in.
Ah, yes. It is an enormous tank. And a very, very small white sphere.
We should search, shall we? I'll still use this off you. I'll have a look at it.
If only you had been given a piece of equipment that would help.
Yes, we need a sonar finding device as well.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
No, we can't use it in water.
Why not?
I'm off the stranger. You'll fry yourself. Try to use it underwater.
He's already jumped in and he's just grabbed it off him.
Woohoo!
That'll be 40,000 volts passing through your body.
I don't care.
It hasn't contacted the water yet.
It's still in my hand.
It's up there.
Yeah, that
hand
one.
It back.
Fine.
Oh, alright. How good?
Tell which way it is. I think it's probably the tank. Which way is it?
Sphere full of
stuff.
Aphrodisiac.
Ooh.
Okay.
I go towards it, pull out my second vial of red paint. Put it on it.
It's not floating on the surface.
I know. Put it on it. Like this.
On the surface of the water?
No, on top of the sphere. I go down with the udders. Take out
this is an enormous tank.
Yeah, but you can tell me directions. Fire off communications link thingy devices. Yes.
You mean the one that blew up?
No.
It was in your head. That don't work underwater.
Just tell me where it is then, in the general direction,
yes.
I'll go and have a look.
It's down there.
I'll go down there.
It's 17.4 metres directly down from your location.
It's 17.4 metres down.
I'll just go straight
location.
Down then
there.
To find it.
You twitch slightly, and there's a very similar distant measurement, but large, scary fish appears. Instead of a sphere full of aphrodisiac.
I think there's a large scary fish there.
I can't hear anymore, I've gone straight down. I keep going straight down until I see the round white object.
To help protect our fellow citizen, I think we should rake the battle with laser fire.
A huge, scary fish looms out of the algae-blooming darkness at you.
Hello, huge, scary fish. I punch you with my electric fist.
In the water.
I don't care.
You're going to fry his foot.
Huge electroshock. Water combination.
2 8.
Floating to the surface is the body of a very large, scary fish and a not so large nor scary clone.
That's me, Dad.
Can I jump in, steal the udders and mask and stuff from not so scary clone and go attempt to redo what he was doing and get the ball of stuff?
Only if someone's going to shoot you if there's something white.
I check the device, use my device, scanning thing, and go see, is the ball inside the big scary fish that's floating?
The ball appears to be sort of suspended quite far down in the water. It appears to be of neutral buoyancy. But it's still directly below you, yes.
Okay, so it could be in the big scary fish.
Could be in the... No, it's not at the fish, because then the fish is at the surface.
Yeah, that one is on the surface.
I presume if the electric shock to the entire water, we would have got any fish.
True.
No. So,
gob mask, jump in, go swimming.
Yes. Get ball.
Someone shoots in position in the light.
I'm waiting until I see him touch the light.
Nudge ball to surface of water if it's at neutral buoyancy with udder.
Yeah.
You'll find it, but someone starts chucking cone rifle ammo or firing cone rifles into the algae.
I'll shoot while I was doing that.
Thank you.
You notice in the anyone in the water, there's quite a current now.
Oh shit. We're supposed to hold the sun.
So it should be easy to get up. Are you fully dead, Dad?
Yeah. I blame you.
Why, because I shot you once.
Yeah.
And I blew your head up.
Yeah.
Oh, that was you.
But you have the spear. Your current's getting really quite strong now.
Yeah, we should go with the plot.
Baby.
Is the algae level going down?
Yes, actually. Surprisingly rapidly.
Force will guide me.
The force will guide you. Well, the current, anyways. Swim faster! You find the udders not quite on a high enough setting to offset the.
No, I'm going two logs.
You're going to try and swim through the jaggedy metal hole. Actually, you'd probably make it.
Uncanny luck.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you probably won't survive the 20 metre drop out the side of the tank.
Uncanny luck.
You're fortunate in you don't damage the sphere when you land.
That was quite lucky.
Are you damaged yourself?
Right. You eventually managed to shoot the guy with the clone rifle.
Really bad shot, Neil.
Who is the really, really, really bad shot?
I'm losing more and more dice down that gap that's gradually getting wider.
Yeah,
I don't think Paula was
infiltrating when she brought this in.
No.
She probably
did.
Yeah, she
did,
exactly.
Look, a bear.
Oh,
Jesus.
Is that even
right?
No.
No.
It's
going to
take that only missed me, it widely missed everybody else.
Oh dear, I shouldn't laugh when I feel this sick.
Oh dear.
Anyway.
Yes, I never drink. Oh, fuck, pop. I think that's what's been
going on. Yes,
oh.
We have.
You see, it's caffeine.
Successfully discovered the sphere. I've got two gloves left.
The poison, the food.
Yes,
we have.
Touching it. In the process, destroyed
most of the food.
But at least it's not contaminated.
Yay!
I call that a result.
Mm-hmm.
We used the dead clone's hand. Well, that's
you.
Holding the sphere to hold it.
And they died. Of course, we'll have to leave that big contamination thing just there where it is.
Mm-hmm.
We could just take his hand, holding it, so as we don't have to touch it.
We're calling ourselves a brush.
Very hygienic, yes.
We can sweep it in front of us with a brush.
Yes, we shall do this.
Yes, I think that's easy.
We play curling with the
Are there any clones we don't like?
Hello? Are there any clones we like?
As you go looking for the sphere, you notice a rather familiar high programmer appears. And he has one of those rather shiny guns.
We found the contaminant, and we killed the people who put it in.
Reaches down, grabs the sphere. Oh, excellent. I'll take care of this. And leave.
I think we're done.
Just debriefing.
Can I react to that?
Oh,
God.
Debriefing.
Are you out of clones?
Ooh.
A couple of vulture squads sent. <Ooh. laughs>
Hello! Throw some fire in your police.
Too much sugar.
Anyway, go on.
A couple of vulture squads come and
play. I don't like sugar.
Okay. Don't have too much sugar.
You open the door and enter the debriefing room. Al G is standing at the podium and Tano Fan is by the door. He gestures to the corner of the room with his nightstick. Stack yourself in the corner and get over there. You got 20 seconds.
Run!
Al G stares down at you with a menacing glare. He clears his throat noisily, looks down at the podium and begins to speak. Due to the extreme disruption experienced in FUD sector and due to the lack of adherence to your mission schedule and itinerary, the computer has ordered your mission terminated and you've been recalled for debriefing. Team leader, who is not here, here is a list of equipment and machinery in FUD sector which has been substantially damaged. Please justify each line item or refer me to an appropriate team member for the explanation. The Mega Mixer. Anyone care to explain the damage?
Commie mutant traitors with cone rifles.
The team leader insisted we open fire on the commie mutant traitors.
And no doubt the recording will bear this out.
Hell
the
yes.
Recording was destroyed.
Yeah, my head exploded.
And the experimental bot brain Lucky, I believe, was also destroyed. Had been earlier damaged. Possibly leading to the destruction of the Mega Mixer.
Human gang?
Trying our best to repair it.
It wasn't broken!
It's one of the stipulations of being the equipment guy. If it ain't broken, fix it. Sir, computer, sir. Following orders, sir.
When it was not your equipment. The disruption in the trough room. The destruction of a large number of infrared workers.
They got in the way.
I think Hunter could answer that one, sir.
They're only infrared.
No, I wasn't. I believe it is the loyalty
officer.
They
were members of a secret society.
Loyalty officer.
Oh, we'd gather for a secret society meeting.
Obviously, a secret society
meeting. And using a piece of old reckoning technology, which we've probably destroyed.
The extreme damage at the Foley Mill.
Commie mutant traitors.
With cone rifles.
And you captured some of these for us to interrogate.
We killed them. They resisted too much, sir.
Ah, yes. The ultraviolet kitchen.
Come in, treasures.
I'm sensing a pattern. Yeah.
And look, Rose.
I understand you marked the, suit of one of the high programmers in the dining room.
Bad aiming, my equipment guy.
I think that was my equipment misfiring, sir, computer, sir.
Ah, bad maintenance.
Yes, sir.
Beautiful, too.
And, of course, the main algae vat, source of a large proportion of the food for all of Alpha Complex. Of course, you will have had a good reason for allowing the main vat to be destroyed.
Didn't want to risk hitting a high programmer again with poorly timed aiming, computer, sir.
Can you explain precisely why you drew fire to the main vat?
We were trying to remove a contaminant.
And did you recover this contaminant?
We gave it to the hype programmer, sir.
Ah, yes. He's kind enough to speak to me earlier. I didn't mention anything about a contaminant. He said something about you blowing up his kitchen.
White sphere he took away with him, sir.
I'm sure he would have mentioned such a thing.
We have recordings, sir.
I'm dead.
Playback, so yeah. The recording will be recovered and it shows absolutely no evidence of anyone's
fear
at
dead
any
that point.
Shit.
I think you'd best all report for retraining.
Termination.